What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We're a listener-supported podcast here, and so again, if you... the listening audience help keep us on the air every week and every month, and it's greatly appreciated, folks. End Time World News is a independent media and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or all information about this podcast, you can contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And again, for donations, folks, your donations are always welcome. We have a PayPal link, again, right on the website there. If you want to click the PayPal link, that will go directly to End Time World News. We have the link right there for your donations, and it's greatly appreciated. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Friday. Yes, folks, it's hard to believe. Friday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, at least here in the U.S. Friday, April 1st, 2022. And the headline on the article reads as follows: Plan Famine. U.S. government has been paying farmers to destroy crops and livestock for years. So this is where we're at, folks. This is where we're heading. We've been doing this. They've been doing this for years and years and years. Like anything else, as they say, now things will go full circle, unfortunately. And again, the article link will be right there down below for those people that want to read this article in its entirety. So let's get going here, folks, shall we? And again, this is from naturalnews.com. So the planned famine, U.S. government has been paying farmers to destroy crops and livestock for years. And that's the headline. So let's break down the article here, shall we? Listening to the news these days, one is led to believe that everything is falling apart economically and agriculturally because Russia invaded Ukraine. The truth is, however, is that the engineered takedown of the global economy began many, many years ago and is only now becoming visible. And that's very true, folks. Let me just say something here real quick before I interrupt myself here. People have to understand that this Russian-Ukraine planned, P-L-A-N-N-E-D, invasion, this was planned and this was premeditated and preplanned. this is nothing but a psyop. This is people say, oh my gosh, Eric, why are you saying that? You're crazy and blah, blah, blah. No, this is nothing but a psyop, or it's a distraction to take everybody's mind off of everything else and to blame Russia for the world's problems. This is not at all the case. This is an engineered takedown. This is what the globalists wanted to do so that they can ring in a new world order, folks. And it says that in the book of Revelation. You can't buy, sell, or trade unless you have the mark of the beast. And people have already, billions of people, billions with a B, have already taken the shot. And so the shot's the prerequisite. And then the mark will start once the food shortages start. That's what you have to understand. Once the food and the food shortages start here in the United States, and they're already showing supply and demand, there's more of a supply than demand. And once it's going to get worse and worse and worse, people are going to be going crazy because they can have all the money in the world, but they just can't buy the food. So that's what you have to understand. You have to stock up on these different various things. You have to stock up on food items. Unfortunately, I had to move back to Michigan here. And so long story short, you have a short, very short growing season. It's cold half the year. And so I will do anything desperately I can do to get back to down to Florida or get to a warmer environment so you can plan. So you have a longer planting season so you can actually grow your own food, because it's going to come to that point in time, folks, where a lot of people say I'm crazy, but it is in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. Chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, talks about the mark of the beast. And if you don't have the mark, you can't buy, sell, or trade. That's the bottom line. And so we're going to get there. It's just a matter of when, and it's just a matter of time. And again, America is always usually the last ones. We ended up, most Americans end up laughing at the world, folks. Unfortunately, we laugh at the world. And what happens is, while we're laughing at the world, then when it hits us, then we start crying. We have empathy. Then we find out how much it really actually hurts. And I noticed that that's the American mentality here, that when everybody else hurts, who cares? When we hurt, the world should care because America's suffering. And that's not how life is, and that's not a reality, but that's the reality Americans, or most Americans, have, that don't believe in God. They don't have empathy for the brothers and sisters in Christ and people around the world that are suffering already from this. You know, you have lockdowns. They've been in lockdowns for a couple years in Australia, practically, and New Zealand, the same thing. And with the COVID nonsense, it's all just a plandemic. It's all just a scam. But people don't realize that. They take the scam very, very serious. I even see people now, as it's gradually, slowly warming up here in Michigan, I see people running around still with masks and driving in their cars, doors locked, and they're driving in their cars with a mask and just this nonsensical stuff. And it just really, really, really tells me how the mind is so easily vulnerable, and the mind is so easily, the mind of a child, even in grown adults, is so easily, people can manipulate that. The elites can manipulate your mind, and the media and big tech, they can manipulate your mind so easily. So let's get back to the article here, folks. I digress. 2 years ago, the Wuhan coronavirus, a COVID-19 pandemic, was launched, being reported by the United States government while quietly paying farmers to destroy their own crops and to depopulate livestock. Again, that's something that people have to understand, that this is very, very, very true. This was registered again about a year. Actual farmers started videos on social media on how the food supply was being tampered by the U.S. government and officials. One example can be shown below, and there's a video there that you can look at in the article. If your family goes hungry, ask your government why it destroyed the food chain with their tax dollars. This is very true. They're taking our tax dollars, folks, and they're destroying the abundance of food God has put on this planet, the ability to grow food and to grow it abundantly on this planet, and at least here in the United States, they're destroying all that. So you go to the store and you see all of these empty shelves. Well, now it's the Russia-Ukraine war going on. They're blaming it. Oh, gas prices are up. No, they started cutting production over in the Middle East, so then they can turn right around and blame it on the gas prices, all on Russia, all on Putin over there in Russia. They can blame it all on him. You see what I'm saying? They have to have a bad guy, and the bad guy now is Russian President Vladimir Putin. You know, and Zelensky's the good guy, of course, so they say, with the Ukraine and Russia. The Russian President Vladimir Putin is the bad guy. That's just how they portray it to be, but that's not at all the case, folks. It would appear as though the plan all along was to quietly start throwing a few wrenches into the supply chain. And at that time, in order to get the ball rolling, it was easy to blame the resulting problems on COVID. And this continued for two full years. As the two-year anniversary of the pandemic approached, things got increasingly more and more chaotic. And now we have reached a point of no return, where it seems that, which is why the narrative shifted from COVID to the Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. The timing of Russia's invasion in Ukraine was suspect, as it occurred just as the consequences of several years of planned engineering and famine were really starting to become apparent. This provided cover for the media to blame Putin for even higher gas prices, food prices, coming from the prospect of global food shortages. That's very true. For the past month, we have been told, because of the invasion of the associated sanctions and natural gas and short supply of natural gas, it turns out that it was used to produce that fertilizer and food crops. And a lot of people forget that, folks, that you know, Russia is a big producer of fertilizer and stuff, and exporting that around the world. And so a lot of people don't know that. In Ukraine, they're a big exporter of wheat and different things like that, and corn over there, and a huge exporter of food and grains and different things. So the two of them combined have lots and lots of resources. And so, you know, that part of the world over there in Europe and different things, they help supply wheat and fuel and everything else over there. And so when you cut that off, of course, there's going to be lots and lots of problems. It's almost as if somebody wants food to become scarce so that the people are easier to control, with Putin as the new fall guy, as if COVID was prior to this. The next engineered phase of the global pandemic can simply be blamed on Russia. You see what I'm saying? And that's how it goes, folks. There's always got to be a scapegoat. There's always they have to have somebody to blame something on. And so they're blaming it on, again, Russian President Vladimir Putin and, of course, Zelensky over there in Ukraine. So, you know, this Ukraine-Russia war, and they're blaming everything on that, especially Russia. You may recall that there is numerous times reported in years past about bad weather conditions interfered with crop yields. We warned that in the future their losses would catch up with the supply and cause chain problems. What we did not know is that the time of this pandemic was going to be launched and create a perfect storm type situation, which dominoes, which would begin to fall more quickly and more severely, causing confusion as the main cause. This is how the powers that be, or meaning the elite, i.e. Rothschilds over there and Rockefellers over here, Rockefeller Foundation, Bilderberg Group, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. George Soros is part of that. Queen of England, of course, the Clintons, they're all part of this. They're all part of the deal. They all have a part to play in this charade. They all have a part to play in world dominance because they are part of the elite. The Rothschilds family is the top of the top of the top. They have hundreds of trillions of dollars that could go around the world about 10 times or more. So they got money to burn, literally hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars to burn, because they're so rich. They have an invested interest in everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. big tech, healthcare, business, real estate, marketing, finance. I mean, you name it, transportation, military, just housing. I mean, it goes on, food, it goes on and on and on. They're invested in everything. So they control everything. That's what you have to understand. Okay, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. At this time, I want to just ask if there's anybody out there that wants to believe and wants to give their life to Jesus Christ. If there's anybody out there that believes that we're living in the end times, which we are, and the time is short, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, I invite you and give Jesus and invite Jesus into your life. If you want to do that and give your life to Jesus Christ and invite Jesus into your life, please, I got just a two-minute prayer, and please repeat after me. I'll give you just a second or two to find a quiet spot. Find a quiet spot in your home. Find a quiet spot. I don't care if you have to run into the closet, the bathroom, go out in your car, lock the door just to get away from the screaming kids sometimes. I mean, I don't care. Just get 2 minutes and you can say a prayer. This is a salvation prayer, folks, and it means a lot that you give your life to Jesus Christ, because we are living in the end times. That's why I cover this subject thoroughly, End Time World News, or I try to anyway. I make an attempt and I try to, God willing. And so just repeat after me. Here's just a simple prayer, folks. Bear with me and just follow with me. It's only 2 minutes. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become the person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus, live in me, love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, if you said that prayer, congratulations. God bless you. The first thing you need to do is find yourself a good Christian church. Find yourself a church that believes in the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's good you find a church like that, a good church that believes in Christianity and believes in God Almighty through Jesus Christ. The second thing you want to find is always a Bible, and just start studying the Bible. Just, I don't care where you read. If you're like me and you like to start at the front and go to the back, start in the book of Genesis and work your way back to Revelation, whatever you want to do, folks, it doesn't matter. Just dig in to the Bible and just dig in and start reading, start living it, start feeling it. Then you're going to have some questions. Then the third thing you'll want to do is, when you find a good church, approach a pastor, assistant pastor, a deacon, somebody there that can answer your question. Just say, hey, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. If you want to tell them you heard it on this podcast, that's up to you. End Time World News, whatever you want to do, just say that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. And on top of that, tell them your experience, and then also ask them, and I'm sure you'll have millions of questions, you know, hundreds of millions of questions over time. Start asking them questions. You don't want to bombard them with 100 million questions, folks, but you'll have tons and tons and tons of questions. And start asking the questions. Hey, you know, I accepted Jesus Christ. What's the next step? What's the next step? What do I do? How do I serve? Where do I go? How do I live my life? What do I do? What do I do in this situation? What do I do in that? I'm having problems at home. Can the Bible help me? Can the Bible help me with my marriage, my life, my children, my job, the stress in the world? And the answer is yes to all the above plus. God can help you through everything through Jesus Christ, okay? And that's what you have to understand, folks. This is real, and God can help you no matter what the situation is, and God will help you. And of course, if you also want to write to me, just write to me. I'm Eric, and the email is here. It's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And I'm Eric. I'm your host. This is End Time World News, and you can find us on Red Circle. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. And I'm your host, Eric. And as always, the link will be down below so you can read the article in its entirety. Thank you, folks, for listening. God bless you. God bless your family. And if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, congratulations. I love you. God loves you. And Jesus certainly loves you. And congratulations and welcome to the family. And tell everyone what you've done. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Until next time, again, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, folks. But most importantly, God bless you and your family. Take care. That's it for today. Take care. God bless.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.